A short time ago, in an upper Midwestern community not too far from our own, a wholesome American family faced a terrifying threat to their very way of life. The following story is a dramatization of these events presented here for your education, and so that you might too address the issue from a safe distance, that you might too realize the terrifying truth before it's too late. It could happen here. Warning, these events are not for the faint of heart. We present to you now, The New Family.
Honey, if you have a chance, could you... Oh, for heaven's sakes, Barb, wake up!
I wasn't asleep.
Uh-huh, I know. Just like you weren't asleep last Saturday, or the Saturday before, or the Saturday before.
Well, what's wrong? What happened?
Why does anything need to be wrong?
Because you woke me up from my afternoon yoga session.
You were doing yoga in your lazy boy?
Not yoga. The other thing.
Meditation?
That's it. I was meditating, and you woke me up. Is there an emergency?
There's an emergency.
I knew it. What's happening?
It's June, and you haven't raked the grass yet.
That doesn't sound like an emergency.
Well, every other house on the block is already mowed, and we haven't even raked yet. You know, they say they're really going to enforce the nuisance ordinance this summer, so we have to mow.
Oh, have Junior do it.
Junior's job is to mow after you rake. We talked about this, remember? Partnering with him, giving him responsibility, then setting an example for him.
I don't remember agreeing to be an example for anyone.
It comes with having a son.
I don't remember agreeing to that either.
Well, you did. 17 years ago on our vacation to the cities.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, you kinda did.
What do you mean, kinda?
Well, you agreed to doing your part to having a son. I wore the blue nightie, remember?
Oh, yeah. I guess I kind of did agree to having a son.
You sure did.
2 to 3 times a night, as I recall.
So, now that we've established that our domestic arrangement is entirely voluntary, would you please rake the lawn?
Oh, I promise. I'll get it done this weekend.
Today.
Today is the weekend.
I'm glad we agree on something.
I'll rake.
Thank you.
Right after I meditate some more.
Death?
Or not. What is it, son?
Oh, sorry. Did I wake you?
I was not asleep. I was meditating.
Transcendental?
Is that the kind where you close your eyes?
I guess.
Then, yes, transcontinental.
Transcendental.
Whatever. What can I do for you?
I need your help with this essay for a scholarship application.
What happened? You broke your pencil?
Dad, I write on my laptop.
Well, then it shouldn't matter if your pencil's broken. Good night.
Dad, please.
Oh, all right. What's got you hung up?
Well, in this part I wrote, the cumulative effects of our society's tendency toward resource use, up to and including the point of complete exhaustion, suggests a severe paradigm shift away from the planetary stewardship of the past toward a short-sighted and eventually catastrophic pursuit of ever-dwindling profit margins.
Sounds good.
It does?
You bet. What did you think was wrong with it?
Well, I was afraid it made me sound dumb.
No. No, it doesn't do that.
Cool. Thanks, Dad.
Anytime. Whew. I need some meditation after that.
Oh, hey.
Not sleeping? What? What is it?
Well, there's a family moving in across the street.
What? What's wrong?
Grandpa, how long have you been sitting there?
How long as you've been sitting there? What's the matter?
Well, you just startled me, that's all. You are way too quiet for a man your age.
What's this about a family?
Well, the old Slooper place across the street. Someone's moving in.
Seriously, wear a bell or something.
Well, look at that. A nice little family. Two kids and everything. Huh.
What is it, Dad?
Well, I don't know. They just look different somehow.
Different? Let me see.
What do you mean different?
Well, a little underdressed for the weather, for one thing.
Yeah, they are.
He's wearing a t-shirt and shorts, and she's got sandals on.
Yeah, she does.
You two stop. They're just a normal all-American family. Look, the two boys are even playing catch in the front yard.
Oh, nice to see a youngster play baseball instead of those video games they got now. They're always killing something or stealing something or blasting portals into things. Walked in on Junior the other day. He was shooting up a girl zombie that wasn't hardly wearing any clothes. There were so many things wrong, I just had to turn around and leave the room.
I'm with you, Grandpa. In my day, we only shot asteroids or centipedes. Oh, wait a minute.
What? What's wrong?
The boys, playing catch. You see that?
What? What are you looking at?
Oh, I see it now. Oh, I didn't notice that before.
This is worrisome.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, the hats be. Look at the boys' hats.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So?
And the U-Haul. That says Arizona, too.
Oh, it sure does. Oh, of course, it could actually be from anywhere.
Oh, be an awfully big coincidence.
What are you two talking about?
Bee, use your eyes. That family moving into our neighborhood is not from here.
So what?
So what?
You complain about anybody moving in. Last time it was that nice couple from the cities.
Well, they were weird.
How?
Oh, they just were.
Oh, but at least they rooted for the Vikings and knew how to operate a snowblower. Oh, these people, I just don't know.
Well, I'm going to go across the street and welcome them to the neighborhood.
You sure you should do that?
I'll take the baby. She's been cooped up in the house all day. The outing will do her good.
Where are you taking my granddaughter?
To meet the new neighbors, Dad.
Oh, I didn't sign off on that.
Well, then you can change her.
Have fun, sweetie.
Yeah, maybe it's not that big a deal.
Oh, I don't know. Arizona. What the hell's that?
Oh, that's Lou from next door. He likes to use a secret knock, so I'll know it's him.
You mean that crazy doomsday prepper?
Yep. Come in, Lou.
Did you see him?
Yeah. We're looking at them right now. Did you?
Of course. Couldn't you tell from my knock?
Your what?
My knock. I indicated intruders in the neighborhood.
You did? How?
Morse code, of course. Well, not Morse code. That's too well known. It's my own variant. I gave you a laminated code key, remember?
Oh, sorry. We folded that three times and used it to prop up a table leg.
Oh, it doesn't matter now. Did you see?
We saw.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, it's fine, Lou.
Fine? Arizona Diamondbacks? That's not the Northland. That's not even the American League.
So
we need a plan.
A plan to do what?
Good question. We're chasing our tails here. Reconnaissance! That's what we need. I'll set up an observation post in my command center.
In your what?
He means the deer stand in his front yard.
Oh, I was gonna talk to you about that, Lou. You wanna take that thing down?
Why?
It's an eyesore. It's not deer season, and even if it was, you couldn't shoot anything from there. We're inside the city limits. Who sets up a deer stand in his front yard?
It's not a deer stand. It's a command post. And you can't see it anyway.
It is a deer stand. And what do you mean I can't see it? It practically blocks the view from my room.
No, you can't see it. You only think you can see it.
What?
You can't see it. It's camouflaged.
You mean it's painted camel?
Right. Camouflage.
It's just painted camel You can clearly see it?
No, you can't.
As a matter of fact, it's painted in the blue and gray camo. That's navy camo. Sticks out like a sore thumb in your yard.
Oh, really?
You do understand that camouflaged does not mean invisible, right, Lou?
Yeah, but this is special camo.
Oh, it is, huh?
Right. It's infused with military nanobots with light-bending technology. They're not even legal for civilians to own. I got a special deal.
Uh-huh. And who told you about the nanobots?
Guy who sold me the stand?
I see.
Gave me a great deal on it.
Oh, I bet he did.
I'll go set up a reconnaissance. We'll keep a 24-hour watch, work in shifts. I'll take first. Lay low. Report if you see anything, and remember, safety first.
Reminds me of a poem, that fella.
A poem, yeah?
Yeah, the one that ends, good fences make good neighbors.
I don't think we can build a fence that high, Grandpa.
We can always try.
Sorry.
What are you doing up?
Nothing. Jen okay?
Oh, needed to be changed is all. She was back asleep before her head hit the pillow.
Oh, that's good.
What are you doing, hon?
Oh, nothing. Couldn't sleep.
It isn't your turn to take watch, then?
You found out about that, huh?
Lou caught me when I was coming back from across the street. He wanted intel for his battle plan.
Oh, Lou's harmless.
I know, but you shouldn't be spying on those poor people.
Did you get to talk to them?
Mm-hmm. Richie and Maria. Just moved from Tucson. He's going to teach at the community college.
Why'd they move up here?
Well, her family's in Minneapolis, and this is a good opportunity for him, so it seemed like a good idea.
Oh, Minnesota girl, huh?
Yep. Sweet little thing. She made a big fuss over Jen. She said if it works out here, she and Richie are going to try for another. Hoping for a girl this time.
Uh-huh.
Bart, seriously, why are you spying on these people?
I'm not spying. I just couldn't sleep.
When you can't sleep, you go to the garage or the basement. You do not sit in the living room staring out the front window. Did Lou get to you?
Get to me how?
With his delusional paranoia?
Of course not.
Good. They are good people. She's a Minnesota girl. Remember that.
Oh, I will.
And remember, this is kind of a tough town to move into.
What are you talking about? We're friendly.
To a point.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you and me grew up here. Looks a little different from the outside.
Oh, couldn't be that different.
Oh, no. You remember Carol Annis?
She did your hair for a while, right?
She did. And she had stories. Women asking for a different stylist. People getting mad when her husband got a promotion. And the kids had it the worst. Bullying, never really feeling accepted. It's no wonder they moved.
Well... But we didn't have anything to do with that.
No, we didn't.
Well, don't stay up too late.
I won't.
Oh, and you have tomorrow off, right?
Uh-huh.
I have a thing from 3 to 5. Can you watch Jen?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. And Bart?
Yeah, hon?
Don't listen to Lou. They're just a nice family.
Oh, of course they are. Good night.
Good night.
Don't like it.
Don't like what?
How come they're all inside on a nice day like this?
We're inside on a nice day like this.
Focus, Bart. That's the key. The next 48 hours will be vital for understanding what's going on.
Lou, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Has it ever occurred to you that they might just be a nice, normal family from Arizona?
Of course it has. That That's why I'm doing this.
You're spying on them because they're a nice, normal family?
I'm spying on them to make sure they're a nice, normal family. You can't be too careful these days.
Oh, but if you determine they're nice and normal, you'll welcome them, right?
Of course. Just don't hold your breath. It's a long process.
Oh, I'll bet.
Bea talked to the mom yesterday. Her name's Maria, and she's from Minneapolis originally.
A lot of weird stuff comes from Minneapolis.
Didn't you come from Minneapolis?
Your point being?
Oh, nothing.
She said they moved here so he can teach at the college.
Aha!
What?
It all makes sense now. They're Eastern intellectuals.
They're from Arizona. That's west of here.
Oh, don't bother me with the details. It's happening just like I thought.
What is?
My biggest fear.
What are you talking about, Lou?
I'm talking about the need to struggle and fight and maybe even die in defense of our very way of life. Ooh.
It's not like that. They're just a normal family that want a decent life here. Heck, they're even talking about having another kid.
Oh, what's that?
B, she said they're going to try for another kid. A daughter this time.
That's it. I know why they're here.
Why?
Kidnapping ring.
Okay, this is where I get off. You boys play nice.
Where are you going, Grandpa?
Stack of library books in my room. I think I'll fall asleep pretending to read one.
Hey, could you knock on Junior's door and have him come down, please?
Oh, surely. Don't start the revolution without me.
Don't even joke about that.
Lou, seriously now. Maybe we should just go talk to them.
Spook work, eh? I like the way you think.
No, not spy on them. Just talk to them. Welcome them to the neighborhood. Ask why they came here. That kind of thing.
We know why they came here. Or at least why they say they came. The wife told B.
Well, I know that, but we should still ask. You know, to be polite.
Polite?
Yeah.
You mean act all humble and kind and listen with interest to what they have to say?
Right.
Oh, sounds to me like a good way to get killed.
Oh, Lou.
You wanted me, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Could you go check on your sister? I haven't heard her in a while, and I want to make sure she's still in her crib.
Sure thing.
Little thing climbed all the way out of her crib last week. Half monkey, I think. Just like her mother.
Oh, leave your personal life out of this. I think we'd better keep watch up for another night.
Why?
You know why? The kidnapping ring.
There is no kidnapping ring.
You can't prove there's no kidnapping ring.
Can you prove there is?
I asked you first. No take backs.
Look, Lou, quit being, well, you. And just calm down. Let's go over and talk to them.
I'll go talk to them when I'm dad.
What is it? What's wrong?
Jen's not in her crib.
What? What do you mean? Did she get out?
No, the door was closed.
What about... I looked
under the crib, in her closet, everywhere.
Did you look in her toy chest?
Yes.
She's always trying to crawl in there.
Yes, I checked there too.
Oh, no.
It's time, Bart.
Time? For what?
Time to face the music. We got us a kidnapper across the street.
Oh, just hold on a second. Let me think.
Thinking time is over, Bart. It's Lou time now.
Oh, we're doomed. What did you call this thing again?
It's my patrol suit. It's what I use to keep the perimeter secure.
It's a mech suit, Dad.
Not quite that, but you're close. It's more of a mech vest. A good way to carry ordnance while keeping your hands free.
How many weapons are on this thing?
Oh, nothing big. 22 caliber, 44 caliber, grenade launcher.
Grenade launcher?
I've been meaning to disarm that. The range is too short, and I'm afraid I'm going to blow myself up.
All right! Get me out of this thing.
Why?
If you think this vest is a safety risk, it's a miracle I didn't blow up just opening the box.
Calm down, calm down.
How did I let you talk me into this?
You're worried. Your little girl is missing. It's just your fatherly instincts kicking in.
My fatherly instincts never caused me to wear a rocket launcher before.
All right, if you're that worried, we'll put the safety on.
You mean it's not on right now?
Just relax. I got a stand down button right here. Renders all weapons moot. Would that make you happy?
Just do the thing, please.
Surely.
Warning. Thermonuclear device activated.
What?
Okay, it wasn't that button.
There's an A-bomb in this thing?
Don't worry, it's small.
Why would you put an A-bomb in your battle suit?
For emergencies, obviously.
Well, can you disarm it?
I built this suit, of course I can. Here.
Self-destruct activated.
Oh, that's not right.
Oh my god!
Mech suit self-destruct in T-minus 30 seconds. 29. 28.
It was one of these buttons. I know that.
Junior, get me out of this thing.
How?
I don't know. Just get me out. We only have a few seconds left until we all get blown to kingdom come.
It's not that bad.
How is it not that bad?
We'll just run down to the lake, have you jump in, and that should short-circuit the whole thing.
The lake? That's a 10-minute drive.
Well, we better get going then. Come on, I'll drive.
11.
What just happened?
It's okay, Dad. There was a big on-off switch on the back.
There was? I mean, see? Problem solved.
There was an off switch all along, and you didn't know about it?
I forgot.
How could you forget? You built this thing.
Well, when I said built, I probably should have said ordered from a website.
What?
I modified it, though. Made it my own.
How?
Painted it.
It's clearly unpainted plastic, Lou.
Well, I'm going to paint it. Electric blue, I think, with black
just
accents.
Get me out of this thing.
All right. Don't go self-destructing or anything.
Dad?
What now?
Do you want Mom to see you in the nuclear-powered weapon suit?
Ideally, no. Why?
Because she's across the street at the new neighbor's. And she's got Jen.
What?
She's talking to the mom over there. Looks really happy. Okay, now she's coming this way.
Get me out of this thing, Lou.
I can't remember where the release latch is.
What?
Let me go home and get the manual. I'll be right back. 10-15 minutes.
She's going to be home in a few seconds.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
Junior, can you help?
Sure, Dad, but not...
Hi, boys. We're back.
In time.
Oh, that Maria is a riot. She could have been a professional...
Hi, honey.
Comedian. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's a thing. It's a hunting thing that I borrowed from Lou.
Junior, what is your father wearing?
Why are you asking him?
I'm cutting to the chase.
It's a mech suit, Mom.
Okay, what's it doing on your father?
I think his fatherly instincts kicked in.
Is this true, Bard?
Yes.
So, when your fatherly instincts kick in, you feel the need to fight Godzilla?
Oh, it wasn't like that. And would you please explain to me what you were doing at the neighbor's?
Picking up Jinjin!
I thought I was looking after her this afternoon.
I told you at breakfast, remember? Maria offered to babysit, so I took her up on it. I thought it'd be nice. Wait a minute. You thought you were looking after your daughter all afternoon and you didn't even know where she was?
I knew where she was.
Really?
Well, I knew where I thought she was.
And when you found out she wasn't there, you put on a mech suit and got ready to go to war?
It's not a mech suit. It's more like a vest.
Junior, could you please take your sister upstairs?
Sure, Mom.
I'll be up in a bit.
Okay.
Honey, what happened?
I don't know. I panicked.
Uh-huh.
I panicked so bad I started listening to Lou.
He wanted you to attack the neighbors, didn't he?
Well, I was hoping for a diplomatic solution, but, yeah. Besides, Lou was right. Jen Jen was over there.
Somehow that's not very convincing. What did he think was going on?
Well, there might have been mention of a kidnapping ring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't believe him.
And yet, there you stand in the vest of death.
Okay. I listened to my idiot neighbor when I should have been listening to brilliant wife.
Who told you at breakfast?
Who told me at... Hey!
What?
You were leaving just as I came into the kitchen. You told me you were taking Jen Jen before I had any coffee.
So?
So you expect me to remember anything before coffee?
All right. Maybe I should have written a note.
Darn straight.
But you still should have known where your daughter was. At all times.
Oh, I know. She was okay then?
She was fine. They're good people, the new neighbors.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Maybe. Maybe when Junior helps me get out of this thing, I'll go over and introduce myself.
I think that would be very nice, but I can get you out of the suit.
You can?
Well, sure, I took a bunch of engineering classes, remember? So if we start right here... Oops.
What do you mean, oops?
Warning. Auto-destruct in 15 seconds.
I'm going to kill that Lou!
Thank you so much. One more time, big round of applause for David Griffith, Tom Bement, Cody Boyer, Ayla McIntosh, Douglas Streif, Justin Kapla. Right there, it's Jim Yunt. Somewhere is Rebecca Salo.